After my heart attack, cash from ActiveCare meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from ActiveCare meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is ActiveCare? ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. ActiveCare gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called ActiveCare. ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with ActiveCare, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. ActiveCare is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.
Good morning, and welcome. Welcome, welcome to the Morning Report. It is August 20th, 2020, in the year of our Lord. We appreciate you being here this morning. It's a lovely, lovely Thursday morning. It rained last night a little bit, and actually rained all day a little bit, but it should be good now. Should be looking forward to a great day. The third day of the DNC, Democratic National Convention, was last night. Former President Barack Obama was on the big screen. We'll talk a little bit about that. We're also going to talk about something that I think is interesting, an interesting take. Laura Loomer, you guys remember Laura Loomer. The Daily Mail out of the UK calls her a conspiracy theorist, but she's a hardcore conservative. She's out there. She's sort of a provocateur to a degree, who has been banned from all of the social media platforms, actually won her primary in South Florida on Tuesday. And that bodes an interesting question. A lot of us, including myself, have lamented the fact that we are banned or shadow banned or throttled on social media, and have really said, and I'm guilty of that too, saying that our reach is not what it could be if social media would play fair. I think Laura Loomer understood early on that social media wasn't going to play fair, and she chose to do other things. She chose to reach people in a way that didn't involve social media. How do we reach people before Facebook? How did we get our information out before Twitter? How did we get, how did we let people know about us before Instagram, Snapchat, or TikTok? And I think Laura Loomer went old school, and so far it's working for her. So we're going to talk about that here as well. And our friend Tim Bryce is on deck with another The Bryce is Right. So it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back right after these messages.
You are a true blue conservative. Small businesses are near and dear to your heart.
They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. One of the things that I get asked most is, where can I get information that is not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. dbctampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at tbctampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at tbctampa.com. All right, welcome back. Morning Report. The Morning Report is a production of fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com. We appreciate you being here. Our first story, last night, Barack Obama, the 45th president of the United States, was on the big Zoom meeting that they're calling the Democrat National Convention. And as you can imagine, he took the same track as Michelle did, spending most of his minutes downing President Trump. So Obama urged voters to consider, quote, the stakes of this election, because here's what he said: what we do will echo through generations to come. Speaking from the city where the Constitution was signed, Obama said the document was imperfect, but included a North Star that would lead future generations. In fact, he said it did. It created a system of representative government, gradually making the country more just, more equal, and more free. And then Obama said, came Donald Trump. If you listen closely to Obama's remark, Trump has single-handedly destroyed democracy. The level of sky is falling and hyperbole is really tough to take. And then the camera got closer. He has no interest in putting in the work. He has no interest in finding common ground. Now, we talked about this yesterday, I think, on the Morning Report, that the only way you can find common ground is if you believe that there is objective truth. Where did I talk about this? I may have talked about this on my Facebook Live on the way into work today, or my Twitter Live on my way into work. But I was listening to Michael Knowles yesterday, and he mentioned this, and it made a lot of sense. The reason that this whole idea of working together and bringing people together that the left continues to push, the snipe hunt, is a freaking snipe hunt. Because, you see, the left doesn't believe in objective truth outside of ourselves, you see. There's only my truth and your truth. And your truth is full of misconceptions, bias, and lies. So your truth doesn't count. The only truth that counts is my truth. And you can't tell me about my experience, because everything I am is about my experience, you see. And you can't tell me about my experience. You can't tell me about my experience as a journalist, because I'm a black journalist. You can't tell me about my experience as a musician, because I'm a black musician. You can't tell me about my experience as an artist, because I'm a gay artist. You can't tell me about my experience as a banker, because I'm a female banker. You can't. So this whole idea of finding common ground is a snipe hunt. And I believe that Trump knows that. So no, he hasn't spent his entire 3 years trying to find common ground. He spent the last 3 years in trying to repair a country and trying to repair an economy and trying to put people to work and trying to get industries restarted, at the same time protecting us from people who are crossing our borders illegally. No time to run around soothing feelings and making everybody feel better. The former president made it sound as though hundreds of thousands of COVID-related deaths in the United States and millions lost jobs were a direct fault of the president. See, and this is the narrative that they're pushing, that the economy that collapsed under COVID was a function of Donald Trump's economic policies. What we know is that it was a function of governors, mayors, city councils shutting down their economies. That's what it was a function of. That's what people put people out of work. It wasn't a function of economic policy. From where Obama was standing, he said he could see, it seems like Trump is using the White House as one more reality show that he can use to get attention he craves. It's the continual personal attacks. When somebody, and here's something for you guys. If you're in a discussion with somebody, and then they start attacking you personally, you've won. Just pull out. Just stop. Just say, thank you for proving my point. Thank you for engaging in this discussion. I really appreciate it. But there's no reason to continue. Because obviously you know I'm right. Why? Because now you're off topic and you're attacking me personally. So apparently you know that I'm right. And I know that I'm right. Thanks, everybody. Have a good day. I'm out. And this is what he did. And that's what he continued to do. He spent a few minutes of his time talking about Joe Biden. Well, more than his wife did. His wife didn't spend any time talking about Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. The fact of the matter is that their plan, the DNC's plan, the left's plan, is simply to engage and bring on the F Trump crowd. And that's all, because that's all they have. See, and it's hard for people to understand. It really is tough for people to understand. And the F Trump crowd is so F Trump that they don't even care that the Democrats are not bringing solutions to anything on the table, to the table. They don't even care. They don't even care. And this is what the Democrats are hoping for. That's what they're depending on. They're not interested at this point in developing a platform or a series of proposals that actually improve the quality of the country. They are not interested, because they don't have to be interested. If they can just get enough people to stand in the streets and go F Trump, like a bunch of 13-year-olds, then they've won. Speaking of that, it is frustrating, angering, sad. It makes me sad, saddens me, that almost every day, some American company feels the need to enter the political fray. when nobody, it wouldn't have mattered had they or not. The latest band of morons are the band of morons at Goodyear Tire. President Trump encouraged his supporters to boycott the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company on Wednesday after it was revealed that employees of the company were instructed not to wear MAGA hats or show support for law enforcement community through the Blue Lives Matter movement. Employees were encouraged, however, to support to show support for the far left Black Lives Matter and the LGBT community. In a slide that was given that was shown at a meeting, here's what the slide. The slide said acceptable. On one side had acceptable and unacceptable. Zero tolerance. Acceptable was Black Lives Matter material. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, pride stuff. Completely acceptable. Unacceptable, anything that said Blue Lives Matter, that support the police. Don't even think about All Lives Matter. And you better be out your mind coming in here with some MAGA attire, like a hat or a shirt or a bandana or a mask or political affiliated slogans or material. No Make America Great, no Keep America Great, All Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter. Those are unacceptable or should be deemed unacceptable at Goodyear's. Absolutely amazing. And that slide it was everywhere. So Trump tweeted this: don't buy Goodyear tires. They announced a ban on MAGA hats. Get better tires for far less. This is what the radical left Democrats do. Two can play the same game, and we have to start playing it now. The left has invented this cancel culture. If something comes out or someone comes out that is antithetical to their viewpoint, they tell people to boycott them, cancel them, ruin them. Following widespread outrage, Goodyear issued a statement defending its policies that prohibit employees from supporting political candidates or advocating causes, quote, that fall outside the scope of racial justice and equity issues. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McKinney told reporters that the company's statement did not clarify its seemingly discriminatory policy, noting that Blue Lives Matter should be considered an equity issue. How in the hell can support for law enforcement fall outside of the scope of racial justice and equity issues? How is that possible? Goodyear. Here's another tweet from a Goodyear. Yesterday, Goodyear became the focus of conversation that created some misconceptions about our policy and our company. Goodyear has always wholeheartedly supported both equality and law enforcement and will continue to do so. First of all, the visual in question was not created or distributed by Goodyear Corporate, nor was it part of a diversity training class. To be clear, on our longstanding corporate policy, Goodyear has zero tolerance for any forms of harassment or discrimination. To enable a work environment free of those, we ask the associates to refrain from workplace expressions in support of political campaigning or any candidate or political party, as well as similar forms of advocacy that fall outside the scope of racial justice and equity issues. That still doesn't say a damn thing. Word salad. Second, we appreciate the diverse viewpoints of all of our more than 60,000 associates, which are at the heart of many of the policies we establish. Fostering an inclusive, respectful workplace is important to establish teamwork and build culture, which is another reason we ask associates not to engage in political campaigning of any kind in the workplace for any candidate, party, or political organization. Third and finally, Goodyear has always wholeheartedly supported both equity and law enforcement and will continue to do so. These are not mutually exclusive. We have heard from some of you that believe Goodyear is anti-police and reacting to the visual. Nothing could be further from the truth, and we have the most utmost appreciation for the vital workplace do on behalf of our shared communities. This cannot be said strongly enough. Do you know why? Do you know what they're afraid of? Because they provide tires for lots of police departments. And police departments that are not being defunded at this point could just as easily buy the tires from B.F. Goodrich or anybody else. So after this, somebody at Goodyear, who still has two brain cells and a working synapse, come the Jesus moment and said, wait, y'all. Asked about Goodyear at a press conference on yesterday, the president said he'll leave the details of the proposed boycott up to the American people, but did say that he's open to the idea of finding a new tire company for federal contracts. This is what scared them. Goodyear provides tires for government vehicles like the president's limousine, the Beast. Can you imagine the commercial? President's walking out to the Beast, looks out on the tire, and it says B.F. Goodrich. He gives it a thumbs up, gets in the car. Holy crap. That commercial writes itself. My name is Willie Lawson. This is The Morning Report, a production of FightBackMedia.com. FightBackMedia.com, FightBackMedia.com. We'll be back right after these messages.
If you are truly conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. One of the things that I get asked most is, where can I get information that is not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. dbctampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at tbctampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at tbctampa.com.
Fight Back Media is proud to have a rock-solid conservative contribute to our effort on The Morning Report. And now it's time for The Bryce Is Right.
This is Tim Bryce with my column titled, The Secret of the News Media. Regardless of your party affiliation, everyone seems to be on edge regarding the upcoming November elections. When you add on top of this the concern over the COVID-19 virus and the violence and looting in our cities, the country is getting worn out, depressed, and frankly, very angry. This is all by design, as the news media knows how to pull the strings of the people. Let me preface my remarks by describing my participation in the 2016 election when I followed the press corps to several Trump rallies in my state. One of the first things I learned was how immoral these people were and how they gladly sacrificed honest reporting for the almighty dollar. Ever since the United States went to a 24/7 news cycle in 1980, the reporting of news media has been manipulated by executives for competitive purposes. And this goes for all media outlets, be it television, newspaper, radio, magazine, and so on. Fewer and fewer reporters are allowed to produce honest copy. Most must follow the guidelines as prescribed by their bosses. To illustrate, before all of the Trump rallies I attended, those members of the press who produced written copy had finished their work prior to Mr. Trump taking the podium. The next day, I would read their copy and realize it had nothing whatsoever to do with what was actually said during the rally, making the reporting completely fallacious and nonsensical. It was just plain wrong. It was at this time I learned the news media was in the business of making money, big money. Naively, I had believed reporters tried to report fairly and accurately, but this is simply not so. To make money, they have to create an audience following, and there is nothing better than to create intrigue a la sensationalism. Let me give you an example. If the press reported an incumbent will likely win re-election and a challenger will be easily defeated, there would be no intrigue and consequently no audience interest and no income. However, if it is reported the underdog will likely upset the incumbent, then the press creates intrigue, resulting in a bigger audience, and makes more money on advertising, regardless if it is true or not. Not surprising, all of the news media is in on this, be it CNN, MSNBC, Fox, NBC, ABC, CBS, PBS, The New York Times, The Washington Post, and just about everyone else. Creating intrigue results in big bucks. It is therefore in their best interest to do so, and to hell with honesty and accuracy. It just gets in the way. Hence the proliferation of fake news. Closely related to this are the polls, which are also geared to creating intrigue. Again, they will have little to sell if the incumbent is winning. Not surprising, no two polls follow precisely the same criteria and input gathering techniques, such as the people to be selected to be interviewed. As such, they produce different results, which is why I refer to them as mixing apples with oranges. Let us also not forget Secretary Hillary Clinton possessed a double-digit lead going into the election. The same phenomenon is happening again. This explains why the political parties and campaigns do their own polling. In other words, they recognize the major polls are flawed and useless, which is why they rely on their own polling people. The point is, anyone who has complete faith in the political polls is a sucker and should avoid Aqueduct. So who should John Q. Public trust for news and polling? Nobody but themselves. I would suggest you watch current events, speeches, and other live events on television. Thank God for C-SPAN. And leave the spin behind you. You may also want to look up voting results through your local board of elections, which is what I do. Just remember, the news media's business is not honest journalism. It's about making a buck. And to do so, they have to play the public as sheep. Sorry, but it is true. So, for you nervous Nellies out there, take a chill pill and relax. If you are really concerned with the outcome of the November elections, report for campaign duty. Otherwise, just turn off the network news and do your homework. Therefore, the lesson today is simple. Do not trust half of what you read. Then again, maybe you want to make it 75%. Friends, keep the faith. It's Tim Bryce in Palm Harbor, Florida. Follow me on the internet at timbryce.com.
Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get
Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPen.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPen.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.